Shia LaBeouf really just shat all over that movie. It was really bad acting.
So bad, do you mean?
You really can't blame that on him.
No, I mean, it was a bad movie, but, like, his acting was just so bad. Like, he just took a dump all over it.
I might make that the intro, who knows. Listeners, thanks for existing. This is episode 69 of the Probably Questionable podcast. My name is Joe, and I'm sitting at a table surrounded by pretty sleepy other people. I'm going to go with the sleepiest of the three, I believe, from before, Kyle.
That's me.
And Dan's also pretty sleepy.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, I think Matt's the most awake of the three.
We are a little less than 13 minutes in already, Joe, and I'm feeling it.
That's nice. And you're in a wooden chair. I can't imagine what would be happening if you guys were sitting on a couch.
Oh, I'd be asleep.
Yes, he was almost.
You were.
I wasn't asleep. I was resting.
Had we stopped talking to you, you would have been.
That's true. Had we not
you
made you play space team.
You fell asleep at a party, and not a quiet party, like a legitimate party.
All right, so today is August 6, 2013. As I said, this is episode 69. We got some stuff for you today.
I know what 69s are.
Do you really? We'll talk about that later. That's going to come up.
Okay.
Yes.
This is our intro that always gets sidetracked because we're good at that.
Yeah.
Then we're going to talk about ourselves very briefly. We're going to have our daddy soda. It's a local one.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do our new... Gonna do our news stories. Yes, it's local. It's from Riverhead.
Oh, nice.
And then, in the spirit of our episode number, we're gonna talk about sex scenes in movies, what makes a good one or bad one, and what ones are good or bad. Everyone just stares at me blankly.
I was reading the bottle, sorry.
Sex scenes? I wasn't prepared for this.
God damn it, yes you were.
No one told me this was coming.
No one tells you anything's coming. And that it's just in your eye. Then what are you going to do?
And it stings.
That's why you should have your eyes closed.
That's what she said.
So, we're going to go around the table and tell you briefly what's new in our lives this week.
Shit.
Well, Matt, since you said the oh shit, you get to go first. That's good radio.
Yep. Okay, so I wrote an email to another podcast and they read it. And they read it, and it was like, I was like, yay, cool, I like when that happens, you know? And then that other podcast that I guess hosted on just texted me out of nowhere and says, hey, I want to talk about some stuff, can you go on Skype? And I was like, sure. And in about an hour, I'll be doing that.
Wow.
I hope you're more awake then. Actually, you know what? No, I hope you're more asleep.
Meh.
Should bring your B game to them.
Oh, I always bring my B game.
Wow. You don't have a B game, Matthew.
That's true.
You go hard.
I just let him be mean. It's the only thing he's got.
I'm the mean one.
It's the only thing he's got.
I mean, I'm the nice one out of all
sure.
Can I talk about me?
No, Kyle. What's new with you?
Well, last week, we were talking about the upcoming episode 69 and 69s in general. And I said I hadn't had one, so I figured I'd go out and have one before the episode. So I did that. That's not at all true.
Oh, man. I kind of knew it wasn't, but I was still hoping.
I was hoping you were that dedicated.
Come on.
Put out a Craigslist ad.
Must have 69 in 5 days.
Man for woman.
Man looking for question mark. Need to have 69.
I don't really know. Nothing's really new. Same shit, different week.
Oof. It's deep.
Fair enough. Dan, I guess you can talk about yourself now.
Cool. I went to a great graduation party this past weekend. And what else? I pre-ordered Final Fantasy XIV because that's all I've been reading the last week. And so my life is about to go into the dumps in 3 or 4 weeks when the game arrives at my house via Amazon. Thank you, Amazon.
Re-releases.
Yes, re-releases. Yeah. That's true, re-releases.
We're going to have to drag you out of there to come record, aren't we?
He likes us too much. He'll come out.
Yeah, you guys are like my break.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He likes to hear his voice too much. He's going to be he's gonna be single again. But yeah. He'll be here.
Oh, poor Jenna. Well, no, it's going to work, though, because she's in Staten Island, so we only see each other on weekends. I could put the game away for a few days for her.
Maybe.
He'll be jumping the whole weekend.
Unless you have a raid schedule.
Well, the thing is, her brother
has a sweet gun shield.
Her brother has a PS3, so maybe I could
just... get that sweet gun shield.
I could.
Now, babe, just go hang out with your friends tonight.
Yeah. Sweetie, I don't want to keep you away from your friends.
I got some fetch quests. No, it's fine. I'll do me.
It's fine. It's all right.
If I don't fucking kill these 10 chocobos and get feathers, I swear to God, I'm going to slap you. That came out bad. No, but legitimately, go.
I think that's it.
Why would you kill a chocobo?
Yeah.
Dude,
chocobos haven't fit in health.
Yeah, and also I wouldn't kill a chocobo.
Yeah, no.
Or a chocobo. I've heard some people say that.
I'm pretty sure it's chocobo.
Yeah.
I don't know. Gotta ask the inventor of Final Fantasy V, I feel like, is when they first came out.
I don't know.
I think so.
I believe you.
I'll take my word on it.
Listeners, if you know when chocobos were first introduced, email us the answer, probablyquestionable@gmail.com, because I'm too lazy to look it up.
Oh, also, I emailed a podcast myself. But they haven't recorded yet. So,
and did you really? So proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
it was very thought provoking.
Was it Ray's?
No.
Okay.
Joe, what's new with you?
What's new with me is I had a graduation party, and apparently Dan went to two this weekend because one was good.
Oh, hey-o. Stop it, Joe!
I'm just kidding. It was a fun time. I got
three.
Oh shit! Well, I had fun at mine. I got the can jam.
And Play Ninja.
And Play Ninja, which is a game I guess you can Google and maybe find the answer to, because I'm not going to explain it to you, and neither is Dan.
No, I won't.
Not right now.
No, I will not.
That is, it's a visual thing.
Yeah, it truly is. Maybe during the After Hours podcast.
Maybe.
Explain it then.
PQ After Hours.
There's like hundreds of people looking for PQ After Hours.
That's the actual good podcast.
It has more subscribers than this one. Colin made it. That's why it exists.
Alright, that's what's new. By the way, I mentioned our email address. You can also check us out on the internet at our website, probablyquestionable.com. I'm hoping that's how you found us. If not, you might have found us through our Facebook group, Probably Questionable Podcast. You probably didn't find us through our podcast fan page because we have about 8 likes on there, but... let's increase that number, facebook.com/probablyquestionable. You probably downloaded us via iTunes, Probably Most Questionable likely. Podcast. If you would be so kind as to subscribe to us, and then rate and review us, if you want. That part's optional. And if you really get desperate and want to go Twitter.
Optional.
Well, yeah.
We would strongly
prefer
for you to do some of these things.
Yeah. It would be nice. We would appreciate it. And also, if you're a Twitter person and you want to hope that one day we start tweeting again, our handle is @PQPodcast. And the email address, once again, is probablyquestionable@gmail.com. We're going to move on to the beer now, or the daddy soda, as we affectionately call it. It's a local one this week. It's Long Ireland Double India Pale Ale, or Double IPA. It's from Riverhead, New York. It's like 20 minutes from here.
Mm-hmm. A little bit less.
It's 10.5% alcohol.
So a lot.
It's pretty alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And I chose this because last week, Matt had requested an IPA.
Because it was IPA Day on the 1st.
Yes. August 1st is National IPA Day, 5 days ago. So you know what? It's not that long since it passed, so I figured I would grab an IPA, because why not? Yeah,
early.
Yeah. So now we're just celebrating Fashion Nouveau late.
We're the cool people.
Mm-hmm. We show up when we want to.
Exactly.
Yeah. But there's a second brewery in Riverhead, which I went and enjoyed, called Crooked Ladder.
I've not heard of that one.
They are only doing flights of their beers, so they have 7 beers on tap. You go down there, you spend $9, you get to try it. I would say a firm... quarter of a glass of each beer, maybe even a third of a glass sometimes, and you get each beer, and then at the end you get to keep the glass. And it's a nice, like, pint glass.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
The place is called Crooked Ladder.
Crooked Ladder, yep. Hmm. And they, like, spent money on, like, the whole thing. Like, I was talking to Chris while I was there, because I went with Chris, and I was like, they have beer taps, you know, like, nice beer taps made and everything for each different kind of beer and all this nonsense. They have hats and shirts and everything looks nice in there. I'd be like, if I fucking opened a brewery, I would, all my beer taps we should have found on the fucking side of the road. Oh, is that an old remote control? That's going to be the IPA. Just give me that pen. There we go, IPA. Oh, is that a drill bit? Yeah, that'll be for the red.
I'm not sure what Matt's talking about anymore.
I actually lost you also.
You know how they have little doodads on the top of the
beer taps?
Oh,
beer taps.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Oh, so you were going to find trash
and make that
and the, make them beer taps. Okay.
Thank you for following. He was exaggerating on the truth of reality.
I literally would do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's my fault. I was pouring more beer into my glass.
To rectify this situation on the Chocobo, Final Fantasy II, which released in 91 in America on Super NES.
I don't believe... Wait. Okay, so then it was really Final Fantasy IV.
It was really Final Fantasy...
Two.
Four, yes. Four in Japan.
Yeah, it was two.
But it was two.
Two for us, four for them.
Yeah.
It's really the fourth one. I was off by one. My bad.
Yeah. So
I definitely know 91. They were in five. That's...
In 91.
Yeah.
Apparently they were just, like, shown. I don't think you could fight them or ride them yet, but... They were there. Whatever. I didn't read the whole article. Or else I'd be here all night.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the beer. We didn't make a whole lot of progress with this.
When did we ever?
It's an IPA, so it's got a lot of hop flavor. I'm not a big fan of it. Although, on the hop note... Right across the street from where Joe works, they're growing the hops. I see them. Do you see them, Joe?
No, I'm not allowed outside. That's factually incorrect. But
someone call the cops. Save Joe.
Someone take the bars off my goddamn windows.
I would just like to say that this beer doesn't taste very good. It is not chocolatey. I would never pong it.
Oh my goodness.
It's just the tart hopness stays on your tongue. Forever. Like, I'm gonna go to bed and I'm still gonna taste these fucking hops.
Mm. I need horrible. Chris here.
I feel like
this Chris would be fucking drinking this with two straws.
This is an Imperial IPA. He would be loving this and me and him would be enjoying it.
I like IPAs. I would be enjoying it too.
God damn it, Dan. Take a swig.
Can't do it.
I feel like. I don't know. Why would you ever want to drink it? I just don't get it.
Because it tastes good and it gets you drunk fast.
Both things.
I'm already feeling it. It's 10.5%.
There's also a bottle of grain alcohol on the table, which will get you drunk really fast.
Really fast.
And if you think the IPA tastes bad...
I would drink the grain alcohol before I drank the IPA.
You would destroy your insides.
Yes.
I've had a shot of grain alcohol before.
Yeah, but try just pounding it out of a bottle.
Well, I didn't say I was pounding it out of a
bottle. Yeah, you didn't say
you
was.
You would be, like, throwing up fire.
I would be fire.
That'd be pretty cool, actually. I think it might be worth it.
That's how the human torch got his power. He drank grain alcohol.
Yeah.
Bowser, hell yeah.
He drank a bottle of grain alcohol and then had an accident with a Zippo. Boom. Human torch.
Forget that whole, you know,
yeah.
Whatever their actual origin story is.
Yeah, the thing. His origin story is he fell into a pile of wet concrete and then rolled down a hill into some nice stones that people put on their driveways.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. So that was our beer.
Yes, it was.
To recap, because a lot of it didn't make sense.
Yeah, it really didn't. Can I recap it since I didn't
have to
say
about
the beer?
Yeah, please.
All right, Matthew hates the beer. He hates all IPAs.
Sure do.
Kyle would never pong this beer. It is absolutely not chocolatey.
Mm. Well, I agree with Kyle that it's not pongable or chocolatey.
Mm-hmm. But he also did not like it.
Yeah.
Joe likes it, wishes I was still drinking, and wishes Chris was here to also enjoy in the IPA goodness.
Quick, Joe, you like it. What would you eat with this?
Yeah.
I'm terrible at pairing things. I would eat food with this, some sort of meat.
I would eat... he would at least eat food.
This would go well with sweets.
I feel like fruit. I feel like fruit this would actually be okay with.
This would go good with, like, a fatty, sweet... Thing, because the tartness would cut through the fat. time this week.
I would eat this with delicious pulled pork. Why? Because pulled
pork is
delicious.
I had pulled pork for lunch. Went to the deli. They had pulled pork there. And it was a special. Pulled pork on a hero. $6.99. And I was like, you know what? Let's not stop there. Make that hero a garlic bread hero. And you know what? Why don't you throw some mozzarella cheese on that?
That's an upcharge.
And they were like, okay. And then I had it.
You put a mozzarella cheese on pulled pork?
Yeah. Why not?
Exactly. And then my pants were tighter afterwards because I was so happy.
Because you ate? Oh, okay.
Because there was blood in my pants, Joe.
Ew.
He was on his period. Hey, what's next?
What's next would be news stories. Dear God, let's go to news stories.
All right, I'm going to go first because the memory of what my news story is quickly fleeting.
Kyle's phone died, and that's what he uses.
While we're in fucking Space Team, goddammit.
We were on level three or four.
I think we should do Space Team actual play.
We were on five.
If I could find some way to record, capture us playing Space Team,
we all sit
I'll
around
this.
And play Space Team.
This is not important right now.
All
right.
My news story was about a news story that happened a long time ago. My news story was about a suit being filed against the police chief of a certain town, but that's not really interesting. What's interesting is why the suit was filed. The police chief, I guess for some reason, was out in the field, and this guy was getting a lot of complaints because he was a cat hoarder. So his trailer smelled a little bit like urine, and so
urine, which is the worst urine.
Yeah. And so like all the neighbors, you know, all the neighboring trailers were smelling this pretty awful smell.
Neighboring trailers.
So and they were defecating on the lawns of the other trailers. So
lovely.
People were upset.
Tried to take a sip during that.
So this guy, you know, the police chief shows up with his partner. I guess it's a small... It's in Wyoming, so it's a small town. But it must be a really small town for the police chief to show up on duty and take care of business. So, police chief shows up.
That was a busy day for him.
Yeah.
The police chief's
he
also
went home and
had
to write a report.
Yeah, and then this police chief had just earlier that day learned how to use a taser.
This is a small town.
Yeah, so...
Go on. I'm intrigued.
So the guy was given, apparently the guy was given the police crap, and the police weren't taking it well, so they went to tase him and, like, take him to jail, because they were going to take him to jail, and he was, like, holding on to something, so they couldn't pull him away. So they went to tase him, they tased him, and apparently it had no effect, so the police chief was undeterred, went to reload it, but, like, the charge he had on there was still live. And he shot himself in the left thumb with one of the barbs, and another one of the barbs hit his partner, like, square in the middle of the forehead. And he knocked both himself and his partner out.
That is beautiful. Wow. That's such a great story.
They shared a moment.
Yeah. So then the guy got, you know, eventually the guy got taken to jail. All the charges were dropped because they were kind of hokum. And then, yeah, now they're filing suit saying that they, like, the lawsuit isn't entertaining. Just what happened is kind of funny.
I like it.
Gotcha.
Cool. That's fucking...
That's funny.
That's funny as hell.
That's a great story. I'm gonna go next.
Awesome.
So my story is entitled, Man Saves His Dog from Sinking Yacht, Then Comes Back for Wife.
Respect.
South African couple Graham and Cheryl Anley had set sail on a 3-month tour around the Cape when they hit rough waters near East London. Graham was forced to abandon his yacht after running into a reef and nearly capsizing, and he chose to help his dog ashore before returning to rescue his wife. Can't help but think she's going to be kind of pissed about that.
Meh.
I mean, I can't... Is there a picture of these two?
I'm not sure.
I feel like...
I don't think so.
I don't blame him. She's a person. She should be able to take care of herself.
See, I think the reverse of you. I feel like he should save the person before the dog. Doggy paddle.
Don't get me wrong. He definitely should have saved his wife first. But I'm saying, like, I can understand his frame of mind. Like, oh my god, my dog. My wife can take care of herself. Like, I can understand, like, that frame of mind. Like, she's a person, she can swim, she knows what she's doing.
See, the thing
dog,
is, though...
Dog is freaking out, doesn't know what's going on. I can understand.
But he told them that he first swam Rosie, which is their 9-year-old Jack Russell.
And she's 9 years old, so she could die at any time.
He swam her to shore safely before returning for his wife, whose safety line had become snagged on the steering gear. So, maybe should have went with the wife first, but...
If I knew what the steering gear was, that might be, like, worse for me.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what it is either, but it sounds like she may have been. But luckily, none of the parties involved had sustained any injuries, and because Gawker is great journalism, they also said, though something tells me that may get change. Because she's going to hit him.
Oh, yeah.
He gonna get beat.
He's in the doghouse for sure.
Yep. Good pun.
I know.
And luckily, that was one of the stories where the title is pretty much the story. So, Dan, you can go next.
I lost my story. Have somebody else go.
Alright, I got two stories to go. Alright, my first story, I'd like to start out with a quote, and then I'll tell you the title of the story. Does everyone know who Will Wheaton is?
Nope.
Mm. Okay. If you said his name right, I might know who he is.
Okay, well, Will Wheaton is a nerd celebrity.
He's Wesley Crusher on Star Trek.
He's nerdfamous, as
Next Generation.
Anyway, he put out a tweet on the 5th of August that said, "Remember when Shark Week was about science and biology and learning?"
And not Sharknado?
And see, that's interesting. See, Sharknado is obviously stupid.
And it also wasn't during Shark Week.
It's also really terrible, so yes.
So, the title of the article is Shark Week Jumps the Shark, an Open Letter to Discovery Communications. Apparently, this was the one special I did want to watch on Shark Week. It's called Megalodon, the Monster Shark That Lives. And basically, it's a documentary, where they're finding evidence of the extinct shark Megalodon, which was known to grow to be, 80 feet long?
Awesome.
And, 60 feet long with bite force, anywhere between 10 to 18 tons.
Which in relation to another type of shark would be a lot?
Astronomical.
Oh, okay.
They're thinking it can crush a car.
Ah,
awesome. They're thinking this animal may have had the strongest bite ever of any animal to live. Yes. And
I really more than like a really big dinosaur?
Yeah, this thing is... It's a mouth with a fin. Think about a shark.
Okay.
The logistics of that.
But yeah.
Boggle my mind.
So basically, this special was just. It didn't say, like, Discovery Channel, Animal Planet put out recently a special called Mermaids. But it was. They said, you know, like, this is just, you know, speculation and blah. We have no evidence. This isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
But this, they didn't do that. They were just like, hey. Here's this special. There's whole people on there that don't exist, places that don't exist, things that never happened. But they never said at any point, this isn't real. So basically this guy is just saying that he's just disappointed. He's not angry. He's just like they failed him, you know? And he wants them to live with that and hopefully try to do better. And it's true. It's true. And my second story is another little sad one, kind of. It is about a couple in the UK that built a eco house, a hobbit home, quote, as it's been dubbed, entirely out of natural materials without planning permission. So apparently they did not get permission to build the house where they built it. And I don't know if you guys know anything about English laws and English lands, but land owning in England is a big fucking deal. Like, the lands have been passed down for generations. When they change hands, it's a huge ordeal. You know, they keep a good eye on the animals on the property. It's a huge thing. So it seems from this article, I read the whole thing, but it's just, like, weird that these people just built this house out of all natural stuff. You know, tree limbs and like recycled materials, and it looks like Bilbo Baggins' house. and they called it the Roundhouse. They got taken to court, and they lost. And they went to appeal it, and they lost again. And they're about to get kicked out of their house. It's kind of sad that England is still so stuffy. I'm not saying they didn't break any laws, but this house is not a problem, you know, where it is.
Huh. Is it, it's the, and it's their property they built the house on?
See, that they don't say.
What's the crux?
They built it on private land, so I guess not.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's the problem.
And they should fucking pray for the goddamn land. I mean, I don't have a problem with them taking the house away, but just to, like, mow it down when it hasn't done any damage to the land, I feel like it's silly. But, yeah, I guess. Just sucks to be them, I guess.
It does suck to be them.
They have a kid, too, so it's two 25-year-olds and a small kid.
All right, my turn. My news story is, wait for it, two men robbed in Mountain View online dating scam. Now, how did these men get robbed in this online dating scam? Well, I'll tell you.
Were they stupid?
And it was funny, actually, because when I found this on Reddit, it was in the title. So I'm actually happy that the title kind of hid this. I'm pretty sure it was a Craigslist ad again. Let me just go through real quick. No, not quite. According to authorities, the two victims started chatting on Badoo.com, B-A-D-O-O, with someone who they thought was a woman named Geraldine.
We do not condone this website or endorse it.
I don't give a shit.
Now these are two separate occasions. They didn't they weren't going to tag team her. What she wanted was she had a fantasy where she wanted to have sex with a guy on a pile of $2,000 cash. So
that doesn't seem at all suspicious.
Yeah. So on two separate nights this week, the men arrived at the Westwood Garden Apartments on Tyrella Avenue with the cash. In both instances, two men described them to be in their 20s, took the money from the victims. One of the victims also had a gold ring and an iPhone stolen, and the other victim was fired from his job because he took the $2,000 in cash from his employer.
Wow.
Fucking idiot. So, I mean, that's really it. The police actually patrolled the complex to warn people of the dangers of trying to woo a woman
with
on the internet and try to plow her on top of a bunch of Benjamins. Or maybe
they were Washingtons.
Maybe since it was a pile, maybe they went with a lesser dollar bill.
Yeah, Washingtons or Lincolns.
I hope they didn't go Washingtons. That's so many.
Yeah.
That is so many.
And George deserves better than that anyway.
Well, actually, if you're going to make a pile, I mean, 2,000...
2,000 is a lot.
2,000 bills.
I would go with the fives. I think the fives would be a good amount.
I think 20s would be good.
What's that, 400?
It's 120s.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. 400 Lincolns or 100 Jacksons.
Yeah.
Go some Jacksons. Go some Jacksons.
No, that's not a very good pile.
100?
100 little... I mean,
it's a small pile. But, you know, you spread it out over a bed.
Yeah.
It's still covered.
I think we're talking about this like this is real and not a scam.
It still covers part of the bed.
I don't know.
A good part of the bed.
I'm going to have to make a withdrawal. I'm going to have to go to the bank. That's where a lot of money in, like,
you
a
just withdraw $2,000 in 20s?
Nah.
Can I have this in $2 bills, please?
Nah. Well, we're talking about...
Ooh, nice.
We're talking about $100, right? Like 100 bills, right? We're trying to decide whether or not that's enough or not. So I'll just withdraw $100. That's for 100 singles.
All
right. Still works the same, right?
That's fair.
Sure.
I feel like 20s are just a hair larger. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, that's my story.
And that's the end of news stories. Also, if someone wants to tell me who's actually completely almost irrelevant question, does anybody know offhand who's on the $2 bill? Because I don't remember.
Oh, shit.
I know on the back is the Continental Congress.
Yeah, oh, man. I have one at home, too. Someone just gave me one.
Well, I have one, and by home, I mean upstairs.
Two of us have internet right now, and devices capable of this right now.
Yes, I will find this out, okay. So move on.
Let's move on. I'm sure everyone is now dying to know who's on the $2 bill, or just yelling at us. You idiots, it's this guy.
Warren G. Harding.
That's
probably not true.
I'm going to give it about 5% odds of being correct.
I'm going to say that's got like a 2% odds.
Jefferson that makes is sense. On the $2 bill.
Okay. Glad we got
with
to the
Declaration of you, the Declaration of Independence being signed on the back.
What? Now that that mystery is solved, let's move on to our featured topic of the episode.
Sex.
Scenes in movies.
Oh. Joe brought us here under false pretenses.
That is not true. You knew exactly what you're getting yourself into. So, in the spirit of this episode number, I decided to go with sex scenes in movies as our topic.
Not porn.
No, not porn. Actual movies.
Which I would have had a lot to talk about.
Hell yeah, son.
At least two of you would have had a lot to talk about. That's a good use.
I would have had almost nothing to talk about.
Trust me, it's a good use.
At least three of us.
Movies that are regularly rated, I'm assuming R. I'm assuming sex scenes don't happen in PG-13 movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the most part.
I mean, they usually, like, it happens in a PG-13 movie, yeah, but they're just, like fade
they're,
away.
Like, implied or almost sex scenes.
Yeah, we're talking about they don't silver screen movies, right?
Yes.
We're not talking about HBO shows.
No specials. No HBO, no Skinamax.
Gotcha.
Skinamax. Fuck! No Game of Thrones.
All right, come to me.
They could, ding, be ding, movie, ding. They could be movies that air on HBO, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
They're not HBO originals or Showtime.
Skinamax.
Softcore porn.
Do they show a lot of porn on Cinemax?
Yes, that's after 11, that's all it is.
That's what I hear. I don't get Cinemax.
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
I don't get it either, but I just know.
We're going to be talking about the best and worst sex scenes we've seen in movies. How they're well done or how they're poorly done. And I think we should start with worst because there are a lot more bad sex scenes than good ones.
Okay.
In my opinion. I'm going to start off with the prime example in my mind, the movie Showgirls.
Which one's that?
It's...
Who's in it?
Elizabeth Berkley... I don't know.
Oh, come on. You didn't do your homework on this?
No.
Right, I'll look it up.
I did my research by watching a bunch of clips of sex scenes in an article that I'm going to link. I've done worse research in my life.
Worst sex scene, 40-year-old virgin.
Okay, well, I'm going to continue talking about mine, and then you can...
That is a really bad sex scene.
Or sex scenes.
And you can totally talk about yours in a second.
Go ahead.
But the scene in Showgirls is the main character is having sex with a guy in some kind of illuminated pool. He begins by pouring two glasses of champagne and the rest of the bottle over her head.
Nice.
That's a terrible waste of champagne.
Bitches love that.
Bitches do love that.
Bitches love it, though. That's the important thing.
And then they swim naked in a pool and then start having sex, and she just is flailing around like someone having a seizure.
That's like, how
there's
I like it.
There's no rhyme or reason to this. It's... God damn it, Matt.
No, Joe, you goddamn it.
No, but literally, like, I'm going to link this page, and if you don't have a problem with seeing a sex scene, you should watch this because it is ridiculous. She's just flopping around.
Sick.
No one has sex like this.
That's not true.
Yeah, I was about to say.
All right, almost no one has sex with this.
There it is.
Very all few right. people have sex like this. It is awful and poorly acted. Who's up next? Matt, would you like to talk about yours?
I said the 40-year-old virgin has some pretty bad sex scenes. Just all together, all of them, you have the one where the girl starts sucking on his toe, he kicks her in the mouth, then you have the one with, you know...
That's not really a sex scene.
I mean,
I'm talking about scenes that actually get to sex. He just kicks her in the face, and that's the end of it.
Well, yeah, but then you can keep on going with that scene. There's the one... Oh, no, wait, no.
There's no sex scenes in that movie, I don't think.
Yeah, there is. There's the one at the end where he finally has sex with hot grandma, whatever her name is.
Hot grandma.
Yeah. You know what? I said 40-year-old version, and I think what I meant was...
Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
No, because that's not a bad sex scene at all. What I meant was... That's a good one, though.
It is a good
what
one.
I meant was Knocked Up.
Okay.
Knocked Up with the, come on, just get it on already. Yep. Can't get the freaking condom.
Oh, the first one, not when she's pregnant? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, if I would say in terms of bad one, maybe the second one.
Oh, yeah. Well,
those are both bad.
I feel like I'm going to crush it.
Yeah, that's fucking hysterical, though.
Can you just do a doggy? No, I do not want to bend over and have you fuck me like a dog. You're not a dog. That's a style. It's doggy style. And he's trying to... It's fucking...
That's a good scene.
Don't worry, you're not gonna kill. You're not gonna crush him.
No,
you're nowhere. You're nowhere near him. Trust me.
Oh yeah, that was funny. I was like, oh, he's being a bitch, but he's inside, so he don't care. That's me.
All right. Hey Dan.
Okay. Bad sex scenes.
I already know what this is.
American Pie. That was a pretty rough one where Jason Biggs, I believe, his character when he gets videotaped. And it gets like, you know.
When he gets videotaped, yeah. Not having sex.
Yeah, that was a bad lead up to it. And just some of the other ones in general. Like, I forgot. The guy who was basically going out with the girl for like the longest time and the only way he could have like. Oh, not even like the only way he could have sex with her, but like he had to say, like, you know, he's like, well, I love you. And she's like, oh, okay, let's do it. And so it seemed like too, I don't know. Fucking lame. And
way to go, Tara Reid.
Yeah. And then the lacrosse player ended up having sex like on the dock or something. Not right. To be confused with docking.
Which is a great position.
It's kinda gross. Anyway.
But yeah, so there was that. That was pretty crazy. Also the sex scene in Scary Movie.
Which one?
The first Scary Movie. The original.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad sex scene.
Well, that's a bad sex scene, right?
Yeah.
That's a bad sex scene.
I didn't even think about that one.
Yeah, that one actually literally popped in my head, like, 2 minutes ago.
Purposefully bad, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. But still, they executed it very well.
They pulled off bad well.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a common theme in all those movies. That's me for bad sex scenes.
Hey, Kyle, I wonder what bad sex scene you're going to talk about.
All right, so bad sex scene, I'm going to have to go with Watchmen. It is literally the most awkward I've ever felt in a movie theater. Like, it wouldn't have been bad if it hadn't dragged on for, like, 5 minutes. I feel like at that point it was starting to turn into a porno.
I was sitting next to Kyle for this. He was pretty perturbed. He looked at me and said, why is this still going on? And I said, why aren't you enjoying this?
That's not what he said. He said, I don't know.
And Lori was asleep, which was she was very upset about when she figured it out.
She didn't miss much. That was actually the first in the article I looked up. That was like the worst one they listed. And because I watched it for research purposes, the music playing in that scene is really terrible too. It's some song where they just go hallelujah over and over again.
Yeah, as you're saying, it's coming back.
Like it doesn't fit.
Yeah,
like the scene is awkwardly long. And then the song is just, like, ridiculous. So I agree
with you. Maybe I don't have a problem with it because I love the two characters and I love the actress, like, a lot.
No, she's definitely super hot.
She's okay. Is she, Kyle?
But still.
And that's just a bad movie.
Yeah.
But I tried to watch that movie. I never made it to that scene. So me researching this segment was the first I ever saw of that scene. Now, the harder to actually also an honorable mention for a bad sex scene because this one was so ridiculous. In the movie Munich.
Oh my god, Munich has a sex scene?
Yeah, Eric Bana is having sex with like his wife in that movie, and he just starts having flashbacks to some battle and horrible imprisonment while he's doing her. It's really creepy and awkward to watch. There's gunshots going on. It keeps fading in and out of him having sex and
him getting shot at.
Well, I don't think it's even him. Like, I don't even think he's in the flashbacks. I'm not 100% sure. I've never seen the movie Munich, but this is one of the examples they gave, and it's pretty bad.
That sounds pretty awful.
Now, hopefully, let's uplift this a little bit. Does anyone have any good sex scenes in mind from the well done sex scenes?
American Psycho.
A liar.
That's a great sex scene.
I've never seen that.
That shit was amazing.
Terrible.
Christian Bale is plowing a girl from behind, and he's looking at himself in the mirror, and he flexes while he's fucking her. It's so good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, freaking, that's great. I had another one, but if you guys have yours more, if you guys remember yours.
I'm a fan of the sex scene at the end of Eurotrip. Where he's screwing the girl in the confessional booth.
In the Vatican.
That was funny.
Laura suggested Titanic.
No, that's gay. But,
yeah, I...
sorry, I don't mean it that way.
No, I agree. I said that's gay.
Did they have sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh.
He put the head in. Mm.
Hey,
he played just the tip.
Wow.
Man, I can't think of a movie with a sex scene right now, because I can think of shows with sex scenes.
Also, the sex scene from Deadfall wasn't terrible.
There was a sex scene in that movie?
You don't remember that?
Yeah, he was falling out of a plane and he was having sex with her. That was the movie, right?
Damn.
Ugh.
So close.
Yeah, no, that wasn't a terrible sex scene.
I honestly don't remember, but that's probably because it wasn't one of the memorable moments of that movie.
I mean, like, it was long, like, not as long as the Watchmen scene, but it was kind of long, but they actually did it quite well for a long sex scene. Like, congratulations. That movie has one redeeming quality.
Interesting. Joe, what movies did you have?
I actually couldn't come up with one that has a good...
What?
I'm gonna sort of cop out and say that...
No.
This
straight up.
No, it's sort of. Because there's a good sex scene in terms of sticking with the theme of the movie.
Gotcha.
And I'm gonna go with the sex scene in A Night at the Roxbury. Because that movie's really stupid, and that sex scene completely stays in character. With, I can't remember, Molly Shannon?
Molly Shannon, yep.
And Will Ferrell?
Correct.
Yeah. Like, it lasts about 6 seconds. And she totally stays in character with being, like, this power-driven, annoying, business-oriented woman. And she's just talking about him with their future strategies.
Well,
for the whole 7 seconds that sex lasts.
That's funny.
Because I can't think of an actual well-done sex scene off the top of my head. And none of the ones listed in this article I've ever seen.
I mean, I like the sex scene in The Watchmen, and I think it works with the movie and the theme of the movie, since you brought that up. I was like, that definitely works.
I feel like it's completely out of place.
It's not, though.
And the song is so bad.
You read the book. You know it's not out of place.
No, I mean, I feel like the length is out of place.
So really, just make Kyle uncomfortable.
No, I mean, like, they carried on too long. Like, in the... I feel like in the comic book, it's like, okay, they got together, they had sex.
Well, no, because in the comic, they tried earlier as well, and it didn't work. And that's what led to the sex scene that actually happened. So, in the movie, they just went, meh, put them together. I went with my hands.
Insert hand motions.
Insert hand motion here. Hey-o.
You can just picture for yourself what Matt did. It's probably less gross than you think, but you know what? Let your imagination run free.
I remember it being completely out of place. That's all. Like, just, they got together. We get it. We don't need to see it for 10 minutes.
See, I watched it, and it's really only a minute and a half.
It feels like
10 minutes. Oh, God.
It feels like an eternity. Okay, well, on that note, I think we're going to wrap things up, because everybody knows there comes a certain time when you just need to wrap up a 69.
Ooh. Whoa. Wow. That's a good one.
Thank you.
I like that one.
So, next week, we'll be doing episode 70. There will be no theme, probably. And Dan will be hosting that one.
I got this.
Challenge, come up with a theme.
That was instantly what I was thinking.
All right.
Do I have to come up with like right the second or
no?
Oh, okay,
you got like 6 days.
All right, cool.
Maybe five.
Five.
I like that thing I put up on Facebook. Got some hits.
I didn't see it. I was at work, but I will look at it. We'll talk about it in the After Hours podcast.
Gotcha.
So while we prepare ourselves for the After Hours podcast, which you will never hear,
or will they?
Check no, probably not. Check us out probablyquestionable.com. We're on Facebook, Probably Questionable Podcast, or facebook.com/probablyquestionable. Everyone else is falling asleep, so I'm just going to...
I'm not falling asleep.
Matt's falling asleep. All right. It's just Matt.
I'm fine.
He's in this. We're all in it together.
Check us out on iTunes, Probably Questionable Podcast.
Yeah. Rate, review, and
subscribe. Click that big old subscribe button.
Hell yeah.
Rate and review us if you want. Subscribing's more important.
Yes.
Yes.
We would love that.
Mm.
Twitter at PQ Podcast. Don't really concern yourself with that. Emails, though. Emails are the... That's the ticket right there.
We didn't get any today?
No. Oh. Send those to probablyquestionable@gmail.com. If you have any scenes, sex scenes in mind that were either...
Not porn.
Yeah, not porn. Actual movies.
I feel like that needs to be specified for a particular listener.
That work well or were absolutely terrible, send us an email about that at probablyquestionable@gmail.com.
I got one that's completely in place in the movie. There's got to be a sex scene in Pretty Woman, right?
Yes, she's a prostitute. There's plenty of them.
Imagine there isn't.
There's plenty of sex scenes.
She's a prostitute. It's completely in place. Sorry to disrupt you, Joe.
That's quite all right. So thank you for joining us. I hope you had fun. Good night, and let's get the hell out of here. The music featured on the Probably Questionable Podcast is a track called Bouncing, which is available on freeplaymusic.com.